Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll take a closer look at the complex interplay between Syria and Russia. And then crises in Haiti leave many Haitians wondering if there really is a God. They need our prayers. We've got specifics for you in a few moments. But first, the world watches as a new kind of Syria emerges from the chaos after rebels ousted the Assad regime. But it's impossible to talk about what has happened in Syria without addressing Russia. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association explains.
Years ago, Russia established itself really as a country of authority in the Middle East. Russia was very close in its work with Syria, in fact, supporting the Assad regime that has been a brutal regime for a little more than 50 years. And Russia established bases there and has been kind of the protectorate for Syria.
Yet Russia failed to hinder the latest Syrian rebel takeover as in years past. Now, Moscow is negotiating with Syria's new government to keep at least two key Russian bases in Syria. Mock points out that the war in Ukraine has weakened Russia's military strength on multiple fronts.
For Russia to continue to maintain its aggressive offensive in Ukraine, it really had no capacity to defend Syria when the rebels began to take over.
It's a reminder that the Lord raises up and brings down kings and leaders. Pray that God's will be done in the nations. Next, a gang-led massacre in Haiti has claimed the lives of nearly 200 voodoo adherents. Greg Yoda with Christian World Outreach says the attack is actually an outgrowth of spiritual battle.
It's reality for them. The spiritual warfare in Haiti seems more obvious than it does here.
Haiti has long been steeped in voodoo.
Haiti was dedicated to Satan for 200 years when they won their independence. It plays a big part in their history, and it's still real today.
Yoda says many Christians in the country are actively reaching out to their lost friends and neighbors. One group of churches does so through outreach camps.
There was one young man in one of our churches that met up with a guy that was very involved in voodoo, and the man said to him, "Why haven't you invited me to this camp?" And almost out of fear for what might happen, he invited him to camp. That man became a Christian and then went home and led his family to become Christians as well.
Please pray that believers would be equipped for spiritual warfare and that they could continue building relationships with those who are entrapped by voodoo. Pray also for the families who've been affected by last week's massacre. And we'll close today with another story from Haiti, where one more crisis has struck. Heavy rains across the nation over the last 2 weeks have had impact on thousands of families for the worse. Many are teetering on the edge of despair and need your prayer. Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti with Love says,
and it's in the whole country, not just in one part. There's been a lot of mudslides, the mountains washing down, flooding. People's houses were all flooded up to their hips inside their house.
Cap Haitian authorities have declared a state of environmental emergency for 6 months. Although flooding may seem small compared to the nation's bigger security crisis, DeHart says it still affects everyone at their core.
How to feed the families. Take care of their family. It's all part of their trying to live in Haiti. And the rain just makes it worse.
During a food distribution for those impacted, For Haiti with Love heard what people are really thinking.
We tell them that, you know, Jesus loves them, that there is hope for Haiti, and it's only in God. But they say it's hard for them to believe that there really is a God after what all that's going on. But we tell them there is, and He is watching over them and protecting them.
If you've ever known that feeling of helpless despair, pray for Haiti. Ask God to bring Haitians to know His goodness and His sovereign care, even in crisis. Pray for the rains to stop and for ministries like For Haiti with Love to be able to keep serving as the hands and feet of Christ. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.